This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
In the world of music history, back on this day in 1989, Paula Abdul with a number one hit, Straight Up. That's 30 years ago, people, which means we're all getting old, very, very old. Straight Up, the tune, number one of this day back in 1989. I kind of liked it. It's pretty good. I mean, considering everything else that was on the radio in 1989, it was a smash hit. I mean, it was fantastic. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Thursday across the state of Michigan. Thank you for joining us here on the program. And we thank Congressman Tim Walberg for jumping on the phone line this morning. He is from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Follow him on Twitter at Rep Walberg. Congressman Walberg, thank you for joining the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, good morning, Scott. It's good to be with you. I enjoyed being on your campus yesterday at the Hillsdale Academy.
The Academy. I was nose to the grindstone in my office yesterday, so I did not even make it outside.
Well, it was not a nice day, but it was sure a warm feeling inside the Hillsdale campus, as well as that Academy, and meeting with some of the students there, faculty, and one of your colleagues, Ken Calvert,
yes,
came on over to see us as well. He certainly was familiar with that school as a longtime head of school there. So it's good to be on campus and be in Hillsdale County yesterday.
Always welcome, of course, here on the Hillsdale College and Hillsdale Academy campus, Congressman. I want to start with, just saw this story from the Post late last night. Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that the House will vote in the coming days on a resolution rejecting President Trump's national emergency declaration, essentially sending it to the Senate where, you know, who knows what might happen, but saying that they disagree with the president's emergency declaration for the border wall and the crisis on the border. What have you heard about this moving forward, when the vote might take place, and perhaps the feeling among your colleagues?
Well, we'll see what they think. You know, they have the votes. If they all hang together, as the Democrat investigative committee, that they mm-hmm. will probably be for the rest of these next 2 years. So this is not a surprise. This is an opportunity for them to disagree publicly with the president and try to assail him with whatever objective they have, to say that he doesn't have the authority to do what Congress has given presidents through the years the authority to do. And I truly believe that if the president's name was not Trump, but was Barack Obama or maybe even George W. Bush, there would not be this type of vote taken. But there certainly is an effort to make sure that this president doesn't have a second term. And the fact that they can't do it on issues of major importance to the general public, such as the economy, which is going gangbusters, and we've seen our stance in the world enhanced, our military might restored, and all of the rest, you have to do it on these perception things. And again, this will go through the court system. The president did what he had to do because Congress, the leadership of the Congress, specifically Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, were unwilling to even negotiate toward a solution that would, at the very least, give credence to the reports and advice that had been given by Customs and Border Patrol leadership, mm-hmm. Homeland Security leadership, people right down on that southern border who know what is taking place and see the hundreds of illegals that are taken into custody on any given day, any given night, crossing the border, not at the normal entry points, but trying to sneak across where there isn't any type of restriction. And those of us who have had the sad honor of standing in front of a coffin of an individual who ultimately succumbed to the scourge of opioid heroin abuse, and much of that coming across that southern border, you've seen all of that. You have to say the president must do something, and if Congress won't give him the necessary funds, then he legally goes through another method, and that in this case is emergency funds.
Congressman Tim Walberg with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. You mentioned this. The president said as much when he made the announcement. This is going to make its way through the court system. There are lawsuits filed, of course. What should we expect to see? What differences should we expect to see in these next weeks, these next months, now that the emergency declaration is in place?
Well, certainly we have the budget, the appropriations package completed, and so it can go to the end of the fiscal year, September, without that battle on. The efforts that will be undertaken by the new majority in the House, and again, that majority was put there by the people voting it that way. So that's, you know as well as I do, that's how it works in this, yep, this governmental system, that the people have the ultimate decision. So we'll be working at the very least to try to stop and restrict some things that could be hurtful to our country, whether it's on the issue of national security or whether it's on the issue of our national economy, to make sure that as little damage is done by a progressive, I would call it regressive group that has been elected, a number of whom are out and out socialists because they say they are, mm-hmm, and are moving, wanting to move this country in a direction that we have not countenanced in the history of this country. So we'll see efforts on this new Green Deal.
Yes.
I'm glad that Mitch McConnell has decided that he's going to front that bill and have a vote on it, make sure that the Democrats who talk about it have a chance to actually vote on it, and we'll see if they stand behind it as much as they say they do, because Scott, I'm sure you've been reading about it and seeing the huge, huge cost that would be there, the significant hurt to our economy, the lack of, I would say, true understanding of what made this country great and what, mm-hmm, would hurt this country is being considered by people like Ocasio-Cortez and others who, for one reason or another, think that socialism would work because they're going to try it, and even though it hasn't worked any other place, and we just have to look at Venezuela right now to see what happens.
Congressman, we've got about 60 seconds before we break, and you're going to stick over. We have some Michigan issues that I want to get to, too. But if you can, in about 60 seconds or so, do you see or have you seen any fallout or long-term impacts from that government shutdown?
Frankly, no. No. I mean, there were some short-term impact. I talked with a major property developer who works in the area of HUD and repositioning HUD properties into private equity issues. The fact that he couldn't get some of the inspections, licensing, certifications done hurt a bit for the time being. Some of those things happened, but they are being picked up now. We certainly didn't see a downturn in the economy as it came through. It's not the way to do business. Certainly, I didn't want to see a shutdown, but when you have a person like Nancy Pelosi who says, I'm not negotiating $1 mm-hmm. for a wall, and the president, who's a deal maker, can't negotiate with this person, that caused a problem. But we're through that now, and we're finding a way to move forward. Again, this country was made with a governmental system that's supposed to be a bit messy, and we saw that.
All right, Congressman Tim Walberg with us from the 7th Congressional District here in Michigan. Congressman, hang on back in a moment. Steve Gruber.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more business is saving money. Means more business is making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power. This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.